We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news and weather from the KPR newsroom, as well as news from NPR. The time is 6 o'clock.
Good morning.
To make him feel comfortable to where he would show up at my office, and that's exactly what happened.
The sheriff says Robinson was afraid he'd be shot by police. A vigil will be held in Colorado tonight for Kirk. His supporters will gather at Colorado State University. Kirk founded Turning Point USA, a group that rallies young conservatives. He was scheduled to speak at Colorado State tonight as part of his American Comeback Tour, where he planned to visit college campuses across the country. Kirk's widow announced the tour will continue. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office announced Wednesday it intends to seek the death penalty against the man accused of killing Kansas City, Kansas police officer Hunter Simoncic last month. Dennis Edward Mitchell III is charged with capital murder. He's accused of driving a car that intentionally struck Officer Simoncic during a chase. The officer later died of his injuries. He was 26. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas has suspended a Johnson County priest who is under criminal investigation. Father Richard Story was the pastor at Cure of Ars Parish in Leawood. In a statement, the Prairie Village Police Department said it is investigating the priest for a crime involving another adult, but gave no further details. The Archdiocese says it's cooperating with investigators and has opened a preliminary canonical investigation. KMBC reports Story has also been suspended from the public exercise of ministry and may not celebrate Mass or perform pastoral duties during the investigation. The Kansas Supreme Court swore in its newest justice yesterday. As Dylan Lyson reports, the court is now again fully staffed.
Larkin Walsh was sworn in during an informal ceremony in Topeka. The Kansas Supreme Court will hold a formal ceremony in November. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly appointed Walsh to the court last month. She is the fourth justice Kelly has seated. Walsh replaced Justice Evelyn Wilson, who retired earlier this year after she was diagnosed with ALS. Walsh will face a retention vote in 2026 and every 6 years after that. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A quarterly trade report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture no longer includes a written analysis to go with its data tables after decades of including both. Economists, commodity traders, and farm consultants all use the Outlook for U.S. Agricultural Trade. The analysis was first cut in May after the Trump administration quibbled with the report because it showed an increased agricultural trade deficit. That's according to Politico. The next report didn't include the analysis either. Andrew Muhammad is a professor of agricultural economics at the University of Tennessee.
Let's be clear. Yes, it's going to be less useful to everyone. Seeing a data table with no explanation is always inferior to seeing the data table with explanation.
The USDA did not respond to questions about why the analysis was cut or whether it will be restored. Forecast for today, showers and thunderstorms likely until 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 77 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows overnight around 59. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, just a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the morning, highs tomorrow near 81. In Lawrence right now, rain 66 degrees, Topeka cloudy 65 degrees, Manhattan cloudy 65, Junction City reporting rain and 66 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. The time is 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
For joining us.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Still ahead on Morning Edition, are trade deficits really that bad? A KU professor has some thoughts.
The phenomenon of Mr. Trump, President Trump, and Trump trade policy does not arise ex nihilo. It doesn't come out of nothing.
We're talking tariffs with KU Distinguished Professor of Law Raj Bala in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Latest forecast from the National Weather Service calling for showers and thunderstorms today until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 77 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows overnight around 59 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, some rain, 66. Topeka, cloudy skies and 65 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Day two of President Trump's state visit to the UK and a live news conference while we're on air. Also, Australia's big new climate plans, the latest on the Gaza war, and the cancelling of Jimmy Kimmel.
The BBC NewsHour comes your way at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR 2. The time, 6:20.
Support for NPR comes from this station. This is NPR News.
Feel like the price of that so-called value meal cheeseburger is higher than normal? Well, the team at NPR's daily economics podcast, The Indicator, looked into why, and they spoke to a source with a beefy name to get the scoop.
Hello, my name's Jack Berger. I'm a rancher from Saratoga, Wyoming.
I'm Scott Detrow. A cattle farmer breaks down the recent boom in beef prices on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and KPR. Forecast for today, showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 77 degrees. More details coming right up. It's 6:30.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans in Congress are committed to keeping the federal government open as lawmakers try to prevent a partial shutdown at the end of the month. The GOP is supporting a stopgap spending bill that funds federal agencies at current levels for 7 weeks. It also boosts security spending for members of the executive branch, the federal judiciary, and congressional lawmakers. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's not optimistic.
We have 2 weeks. They should sit down and talk to us, and we maybe can get a good proposal. Let's see. But when they don't talk to us, there's no hope of getting a good proposal. And that makes no sense.
Democrats in Congress say any extension in government spending should address health care subsidies due to expire at the end of the year. The Federal Reserve is lowering interest rates by a quarter point, citing a slowdown in hiring in the U.S. It's the Fed's first rate cut in 9 months. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A Dodge City teacher has been suspended for his comments about Charlie Kirk. Johnny Dunlap is a Dodge City High School debate coach. On his personal social media account, Dunlap wrote that Kirk was a fascist and his death was not a loss for our country, but his children did not deserve to lose their dad. The Dodge City District has placed Dunlap on paid administrative leave, saying he had, quote, disrupted the educational process and eroded public confidence in the district. Meanwhile, the Manhattan, Kansas School Board has asked one of its members to resign over her Charlie Kirk comments. The board member, Katie Allen, has already been fired from her job at the State Department of Education over a comment she made on Facebook, saying Kirk's death was well deserved. She later deleted the post and apologized. No word yet on whether she intends to resign from the Manhattan School Board. A quarterly trade report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture no longer includes a written analysis to explain its data. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks reports That has some economists worried about transparency.
The outlook for U.S. agricultural trade is a forecast of imports and exports for products like rice and coffee, assembled by the USDA. Some economists say that omitting the analysis makes these reports less useful. Carlisle Ford Runge is an economics and law professor at the University of Minnesota.
Because the narrative that accompanied the data was provided by analysts at USDA who spend time and effort considering the information in ways that outsiders can't typically do.
The two most recent reports only included the data. Politico reported that the Trump administration delayed a report from May because it showed the agricultural trade deficit going up. The USDA did not respond to requests for comment. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
Weather forecast for today, showers and thunderstorms. Likely rain reported across much of the listening area right now. High temperatures today near 77 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows overnight around 59. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high near 82. In Lawrence right now, rain 66 degrees. Topeka cloudy, but rain on the way, 65 degrees. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from The Crystal Image, hosting an open house event celebrating 21 years in business. Now at a new location at 11th and Kentucky in Lawrence. Thursday, September 18th, 4 to 6 p.m.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Coming up on Morning Edition, the University of California, Berkeley has told about 160 faculty, staff, and students that they were included in files shared with the government related to, quote, alleged anti-Semitic incidents. We'll hear more about that. 10 minutes on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra presenting Autumn Romance for Strings, Friday, September 26, 7:30 p.m. at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in KCMO. Tickets and details at kcchamberorchestra.org.
Showers and thunderstorms today, mainly until about 3 o'clock, the National Weather Service says. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 77 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, some light rain reported, 66 degrees. Topeka, some rain, 65. Junction City, cloudy, 65 degrees. The time is 6:44.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, where this week we're sharing music from featured performers at the Mixmaster 2025 Conference and Fest happening in Lawrence, Kansas. We'll hear live tracks from Likes, The Roseline, Social Cinema, Eddie Moore, Cat King, and more on 105 Live, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Good morning. Lice is still inside, and a Polaroid, the Excelsior Geyser, that fell inside Excelsior Geyser. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Amazon Business, offering business buying tools and technology with the goal of simplifying how to stock up to get ahead. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com. From Betterment, an automated investing platform that strives to make it easy to be invested. Learn more at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. And from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at Skoll.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. The Trump administration's tariffs on imported goods have had at least one positive outcome so far. They've prompted Americans to educate themselves about international trade. That's a conclusion drawn by University of Kansas Distinguished Professor of Law Raj Bala. Professor Bala appeared on a recent episode of the KU podcast, When Experts Attack, where he talked tariffs with the KU News Service's Mike Krings.
We have had the greatest disruption in when the Western Alliance, including many Indo-Pacific countries, were stitched together through the GATT and ultimately WTO system. They generally didn't go to war with one another. I think there's a silver lining in all these deficits, and I love your question for it. It's encouraged Americans to get better educated about what is a trade deficit and why does it matter? Why should I care about it?
That's University of Kansas Distinguished Professor of Law Raj Bala speaking with the KU News Service's Mike Krings. You can hear the full interview on the KU podcast, When Experts Attack.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We are 95.1 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. In about 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from the NPR newsroom and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on Classics Live this evening at 7, the Topeka Symphony focused on film music for their April 2024 concert. You can hear themes from The Mission, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Last of the Mohicans, and more in full symphonic sound. A nostalgic Classics Live featuring the Topeka Symphony. That's this evening at 7 on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a high near 77 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows overnight around 59. In Lawrence, we have some rain, 66 degrees. Topeka, cloudy skies, 65. Atchison, rain, and 66 degrees. It's 9 before 7.
Ayanna Archie, NPR News.
This afternoon, in All Things Considered, pro baseball players are having a bad year, on track to have the fewest hitters with a batting average of 300 or more in decades. Kansas City Royals outfielder Mike Yastrzemski was asked if hitters used to be better.
Obviously, I wasn't playing at that time, so I'm not gonna pass any judgments, but all I know is that it is very hard to get a hit in a major league game today.
Listen on All Things Considered. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Leila Faldin.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming right up on Morning Edition news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures this afternoon near 77 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, rain 66. Topeka, some drizzle 66. Band of showers and thunderstorms is moving out of the listening area, but another band is headed our way. More details coming right up at 7 o'clock.
Good morning. The Federal Reserve
celebrated CBS for canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Many have denounced Kimmel's suspension as censorship. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Nexstar recently announced it's acquiring a broadcast rival. The multi-billion dollar deal needs FCC approval. Making remarks in Michigan, Vice President Vance said the administration would be happy to deploy the National Guard to Detroit. He was speaking at a gathering of Republicans at a metal stamping plant. Alex McLennan from member station WDET reports Vance also defended policy.
Speaking from the podium, Vance talked up Republican tax breaks as well as the White House's efforts to, quote, take back American streets. The vice president defended the use of the National Guard in Washington, D.C. and Memphis calling it one of Trump's proudest achievements in office.
We deserve to be safe in our communities again, and that's what the president is making happen.
Vance told the crowd he would be happy to see the National Guard deployed in Detroit. That's despite crime rates in the city trending down in recent years. For NPR News, I'm Alex McLennan in Detroit.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office announced Wednesday it intends to seek the death penalty against the man accused of killing Kansas City, Kansas police officer Hunter Simoncic last month. Dennis Edward Mitchell III is charged with capital murder. He's accused of driving a car that intentionally struck Officer Simoncic during a chase. The officer later died of his injuries. He was 26. The Kansas Supreme Court swore in its newest justice yesterday. As Dylan Lyson reports, the court is now fully staffed again.
Larkin Walsh was sworn in during an informal ceremony in Topeka. The Kansas Supreme Court will hold a formal ceremony in November. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly appointed Walsh to the court last month. She is the fourth justice Kelly has seated. Walsh replaced Justice Evelyn Wilson, who retired earlier this year after she was diagnosed with ALS. Walsh will face a retention vote in 2026 and every 6 years after that. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A quarterly trade report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture no longer includes a written analysis to go with its data tables after decades of including both. Economists, commodity traders, and farm consultants all use the Outlook for U.S. Agricultural Trade. The analysis was first cut in May, after the Trump administration quibbled with the report because it showed an increased agricultural trade deficit, according to Politico. The next report didn't include the analysis either. Andrew Muhammad is a professor of agricultural economics at the University of Tennessee.
Let's be clear. Yes, it's going to be less useful to everyone. Seeing a data table with no explanation is always inferior to seeing a data table with explanation.
The USDA did not respond to questions about why the analysis was cut or whether it will be restored. A Kansas lawmaker is proposing a constitutional amendment that would eliminate vehicle, property, and income taxes in Kansas. Under the proposal by Republican Representative Blake Carpenter, those taxes would be replaced by raising sales taxes and by eliminating some tax exemptions. KSNT reports Carpenter presented his proposal at a legislative committee meeting on taxation yesterday. Carpenter says his plan would end vehicle taxes in 6 years, property taxes in 13 years, and income taxes in about 40 years. Some lawmakers were skeptical of the plan, saying it would take too much power away from the legislature. Others worried sales tax increases would hurt Kansans in the short term. Weather forecast for today, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy, highs this afternoon near 77 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Lows around 59. Tomorrow looks nice, partly to mostly sunny. High temperatures tomorrow around 82 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, rain 66 degrees. Topeka drizzle 66. Manhattan cloudy skies 64 degrees. Junction City reporting thunderstorms and 64 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It is 7:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show in the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at mixmaster2025.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Still ahead on Morning Edition, are trade deficits really that bad? A KU professor has some thoughts.
The phenomenon of Mr. Trump, President Trump, and Trump trade policy does not arise ex nihilo. It doesn't come out of nothing.
We're talking tariffs with KU Distinguished Professor of Law Raj Bala in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition. Another band of showers and thunderstorms moving into the listening area at the moment. Forecast for today, showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures this afternoon around 77 degrees. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows overnight around 59. Forecast for tomorrow now looks good. Latest forecast says tomorrow will be partly to mostly sunny with highs near 82 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, rain 66. Topeka reporting light rain 66 degrees. Manhattan, cloudy and 64 degrees. The time is 7:21.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Day two of President Trump's state visit to the UK and a live news conference while we're on air. Also, Australia's big new climate plans, the latest on the Gaza war, and the cancelling of Jimmy Kimmel.
Join us for the BBC NewsHour. It begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition, on KPR2.
Support for NPR comes from...
Her new book is Why Fascists Fear Teachers, Public Education, and the Future of Democracy. Randy Weingarten, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
This is NPR News.
Feel like the price of that so-called value meal cheeseburger is higher than normal? Well, the team at NPR's daily economics podcast, The Indicator, looked into why... And they spoke to a source with a beefy name to get the scoop.
Hello, my name's Jack Berger. I'm a rancher from Saratoga, Wyoming.
I'm Scott Detrow. A cattle farmer breaks down the recent boom in beef prices on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join host Laura Larson for All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Forecast for today, showers and thunderstorms, high temperatures near 77 degrees. More details coming right up. It's 7:30.
The tyranny once again threatens Europe. We and our allies stand together in support of Ukraine.
Ukraine is likely to come up in Trump's talks with Prime Minister Starmer, so may Gaza, as the UK prepares to recognize a Palestinian state within days. Lauren Freyer, NPR News in Windsor, England.
The Trump administration is looking to revive ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas following Israel's recent airstrike in Doha, targeting senior leaders of Hamas. That's according to a person briefed on the matter who spoke to NPR on condition of anonymity. The U.S. is seeking an Israeli gesture to bring Qatar back to the negotiating table as a mediator. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A Dodge City teacher has been suspended for his comments about the assassination of right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk. Johnny Dunlap is a Dodge City high school debate coach. On his personal social media account, Dunlap wrote that Kirk was a fascist and his death was not a loss for our country, but his children did not deserve to lose their dad. The Dodge City District has placed Dunlap on paid administrative leave, saying he had disrupted the educational process and eroded public confidence in the district. Meanwhile, the Manhattan, Kansas School Board has asked one of its members to resign over her Charlie Kirk comments. That board member, Katie Allen, has already been fired from her job at the State Department of Education over a comment she made on a Facebook post saying Kirk's death was, quote, well-deserved. She later deleted the post and apologized. No word yet on whether she intends to resign from the school board. A quarterly trade report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture no longer includes a written analysis to explain its data. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks reports that has some economists worried about transparency.
The outlook for U.S. agricultural trade is a forecast of imports and exports for products like rice and coffee, assembled by the USDA. Some economists say that omitting the analysis makes these reports less useful. Carlisle Ford Runge is an economics and law professor at the University of Minnesota.
Because the narrative that accompanied the data was provided by analysts at USDA who spend time and effort considering the information in ways that outsiders can't typically do.
The two most recent reports only included the data. Politico reported that the Trump administration delayed a report from May because it showed the agricultural trade deficit going up. The USDA did not respond to requests for comment. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
National Weather Service says we can expect showers and thunderstorms today. In fact, another band of showers and thunderstorms moving toward the listening area right now. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 77 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 59. Tomorrow looks nice, partly to mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. In Lawrence right now, rain 66. Topeka, rain 66. Manhattan, rain and 64. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR.
I think it's the UK trying to maximize the advantages it has with this particular relationship.
Craig Prescott is the author of Modern Monarchy. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up on Morning Edition, the Federal Reserve has lowered its benchmark interest rate for the first time this year by a quarter percentage point. It also delivered a new dot plot. Released quarterly, the updated chart shows where top officials believe rates are headed for the rest of the year. So what has changed since June? We'll hear more in about 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra presenting Autumn Romance for Strings, Friday, September 26, 7:30 p.m. at Grace and Holy Trinity Cathedral in KCMO. Tickets and details at kcchamberorchestra.org.
National Weather Service says we can expect showers and thunderstorms today, lasting until about 3 o'clock this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 77. Right now in Lawrence, rain 66, Topeka, rain 66, Manhattan, rain 64, Junction City, rain and 65. The time is 7:44.
This week on KPR, I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me for KPR Presents, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock Sunday evening on KPR 1.
Good morning. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. The Trump administration's tariffs on imported goods have had at least one positive outcome so far. They've prompted Americans to educate themselves about international trade. That's a conclusion drawn by University of Kansas Distinguished Professor of Law Raj Bala. Professor Bala appeared on a recent episode of the KU podcast When Experts Attack, where he talked tariffs with the KU News Service's Mike Krings.
We have had the greatest disruption in international trade since Inauguration Day, January 20th, 2025, of the second Trump administration, is the greatest disruption really since with one another, as we saw after the Second World War, when the Western Alliance, including many Indo-Pacific countries, were stitched together through the GATT and ultimately WTO system. They generally didn't go to war with one another. I think there is a silver lining in all these deficits, and I love your question for it. It's encouraged Americans to get better educated about what is a trade deficit and why does it matter? Why should I care about it?
That's University of Kansas Distinguished Professor of Law Raj Bala speaking with the KU News Service's Mike Krings. You can hear the full interview on the KU podcast When Experts Attack.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. In 10 minutes, we get the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia between 9 and noon, Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf with guest narrator Sting. Gloria by John Rutter, which is a wonderful choral piece in three short movements, Overture to the Mikado, and more when the classics start right after the 9 a.m. news. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. It's a rainy morning. National Weather Service forecasting showers and thunderstorms today, lasting until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 77 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 59. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, highs near 82. Right now in Lawrence, rain 66, Topeka rain and 66. Manhattan reporting rain as well. 64 degrees. The time is 9 minutes before 8.
Howard School of Public Policy at the University of Michigan. Justin, thank you so much.
Great pleasure, mate.
Now, Stephen Miron, now on leave from his role as chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisers to fill in at the Fed, has consistently said that the President's interventions are focused on dealing with unfair trade practices and boosting U.S. jobs. Also following word just now that AI leader NVIDIA will spend $5 billion to buy a stake in its beleaguered rival Intel. Intel stock up 30%. Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and KPR, as well as a complete look at the forecast. The time, 8 o'clock.
Good morning.
Hostages in Gaza are now camped outside the Israeli Prime Minister's house protesting that move. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Turning Point USA continues its American comeback tour today at Colorado State University in Fort Collins. It's the tour's first event held following the killing of its CEO and founder, conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Colorado Public Radio's Tony Gorman reports.
There will be a visual for Kirk at Canvas Stadium in place of events that were previously scheduled. Some CSU students, like Nick Nye, say they remain concerned with security after the conservative activist was gunned down on the campus of Utah Valley University last week.
I think it is an eye-opener, and it shows a lot of potential for like scary things to happen. So yeah, I think it is concerning, but I also don't feel like there's much chance that it gets better for security.
The university official said some student groups and external organizations had planned unrelated memorials, but they were asked to move their activities to the stadium. For NPR News, I'm Tony Gorman in Denver.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is expected on Capitol Hill next hour. The House Oversight Committee is holding a hearing over the federal government's oversight of the district. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office announced on Wednesday it intends to seek the death penalty against the man accused of killing Kansas City, Kansas police officer Hunter Simoncic last month. Dennis Edward Mitchell III is charged with capital murder. He is accused of driving a car that intentionally struck Officer Simoncic during a chase The officer later died of his injuries. He was 26. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas has suspended a Johnson County priest who is under criminal investigation. Father Richard Story was the pastor at Cure of Ars Parish in Leawood. In a statement, the Prairie Village Police Department said it is investigating the priest for a crime involving another adult, but gave no further details. The Archdiocese says it is cooperating with investigators and has opened a preliminary canonical investigation. KMBC reports Story has also been suspended from the public exercise of ministry. The Kansas Supreme Court swore in its newest justice yesterday. As Dylan Lyson reports, the court is again fully staffed.
Larkin Walsh was sworn in during an informal ceremony in Topeka. The Kansas Supreme Court will hold a formal ceremony in November. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly appointed Walsh to the court last month. She is the fourth justice Kelly has seated. Walsh replaced Justice Evelyn Wilson, who retired earlier this year after she was diagnosed with ALS. Walsh will face a retention vote in 2026 and every 6 years after that. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A quarterly trade report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture no longer includes a written analysis to go with its data tables after decades of including both. Economists, commodity traders, and farm consultants all use the Outlook for U.S. Agricultural Trade. The analysis was first cut in May after the Trump administration quibbled with the report because it showed an increased agricultural trade deficit, according to Politico. The next report didn't include the analysis either. Andrew Muhammad is a professor of agricultural economics at the University of Tennessee.
Let's be clear. Yes, it's going to be less useful to everyone. Seeing a data table with no explanation is always inferior to seeing a data table with explanation.
The USDA did not respond to questions about why the analysis was cut or whether it will be restored. Weather forecast for today, showers and thunderstorms lasting until about 3 o'clock this afternoon, according to the National Weather Service. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high around 77. Tonight, partly cloudy. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows overnight around 59. Looking ahead to tomorrow, not too bad, partly to mostly sunny, no rain in the forecast, high temperatures tomorrow near 82 degrees. Rain reported across the listening area right now in Lawrence, rain 67, Manhattan rain 64, Atchison rain and 66 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. The time is 8:07.
Support for NPR.
80% of them are acting.
Deborah Howery is the former chief medical officer and deputy director for program and science of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Good morning. Glad you're with us. Coming up on Morning Edition, Monday night on ABC, TV host Jimmy Kimmel criticized the way supporters of President Trump have reacted to the Charlie Kirk killing.
The MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Now ABC has pulled Kimmel's show off the air. Details coming up in about 15 minutes. Coming up tonight on Classics Live on KPR, the Topeka Symphony focused on film music for their April 2024 concert. We will present that. You can hear themes from The Mission, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Last of the Mohicans, and more in full symphonic sound. A nostalgic Classics Live featuring the Topeka Symphony. Again, that's this evening at 7 on KPR. Weather forecast for today. Showers and thunderstorms likely. In fact, showers and thunderstorms occurring right now across the listening area. Those will linger on into the mid-afternoon. Mostly cloudy otherwise today with a high near 77 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows overnight around 59. Tomorrow, not too bad. Partly to mostly sunny. high near 82. No rain in the forecast for tomorrow. Right now, though, in Lawrence, rain 67 degrees. Topeka, rain in 66. Manhattan, rain and 65. The time is 8:21.
Support for NPR comes
from... ...said it was grateful to Greenfield for his years of service and support, but Magnum added that it disagreed with Greenfield's perspective and said it has tried to engage with the co-founders on, quote, how to strengthen Ben & Jerry's powerful, values-based position in the world. Unilever is set to spin off Magnum and Ben & Jerry's along with it in November. An effort supported by the founders is urging Unilever or Magnum to sell Ben & Jerry's, but that hasn't happened yet. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Feel like the price of that so-called value meal cheeseburger is higher than normal? Well, the team at NPR's daily economics podcast, The Indicator, looked into why, and they spoke to a source with a beefy name to get the scoop.
Hello, my name's Jack Berger. I'm a rancher from Saratoga, Wyoming.
I'm Scott Detrow. A cattle farmer breaks down the recent boom in beef prices on All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can hear from Mr. Berger on All Things Considered beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host Laura Lorson right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Quick look at the forecast. Showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise cloudy with a high near 77. More details coming up in the newscast. It's 8:30.
Roundtable at Starmer's Country Home.
It's been in the wind for a couple of years, and now we're getting it done. Generating more than $50 billion in economic value, creating up to 2,500 jobs, and powering 1.5 million homes. That's a lot of homes.
Trump and Starmer are holding a joint news conference shortly. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A Dodge City teacher has been suspended for his comments about the assassination of right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk. Johnny Dunlap is Dodge City High School's debate coach. On his personal social media account, Dunlap wrote that Kirk was a fascist and his death was not a loss for our country, but his children did not deserve to lose their dad. The Dodge City District has placed Dunlap on paid administrative leave, saying he had, quote, disrupted the educational process and eroded public confidence in the district. Meanwhile, the Manhattan, Kansas School Board has asked one of its members to resign over her Charlie Kirk comments. That board member, Katie Allen, has already been fired from her job at the State Department of Education over a comment she made on a Facebook post saying Kirk's death was, quote, well-deserved. She later deleted the post and apologized. No word yet on whether she intends to resign from the school board. A quarterly trade report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture no longer includes a written analysis to explain its data. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks reports that has some economists worried about transparency.
The outlook for U.S. agricultural trade is a forecast of imports and exports for products like rice and coffee, assembled by the USDA. Some economists say that omitting the analysis makes these reports less useful. Carlisle Ford Runge is an economics and law professor at the University of Minnesota.
Because the narrative that accompanied the data was provided by analysts at USDA who spend time and effort considering the information in ways that outsiders can't typically do.
The two most recent reports only included the data. Politico reported that the Trump administration delayed a report from May because it showed the agricultural trade deficit going up. The USDA did not respond to requests for comment. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
Royals beat the Mariners at the K last night, 7-5. They play again this afternoon at 1:10. Better take an umbrella to the game if you're going. Forecast calls for showers and thunderstorms lasting until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 77 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows overnight around 59. Tomorrow, though, looks good. Partly to mostly sunny, high near 82. In Lawrence at the moment, rain 67 degrees. The time is 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Against the Wall Street Journal, this administration does not want to hear from critics.
That's Oliver Darcy. He's the founder and author of the newsletter, Status. Thank you for your time and your reporting, Oliver.
Thank you.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up on Morning Edition, the University of California, Berkeley has told about 160 faculty, staff, and students that they were included in files shared with the government related to alleged anti-Semitic incidents. More about that in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition. It's a rainy day in eastern Kansas. Forecast calls for showers and thunderstorms to continue until this afternoon, maybe around 3 o'clock. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 77 degrees today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms coming back tonight. Lows overnight around 59 degrees. Tomorrow, not too bad, partly to mostly sunny, high near 82. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 81. Sunday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 79. Right now, Lawrence, rain 67. Topeka, rain 66. Manhattan, drizzle 65. Junction City, drizzle and 65 degrees. The time is 8:44.
Next time on Live at Green.
It's NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Your place for NPR News. This is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show. Today, Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf with guest narrator Sting, Gloria by John Rutter, wonderful choral piece in three short movements, Overture to the Mikado, and much more when the classics start with Cordelia right after the 9 o'clock news. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Nice gray, rainy morning out there today. Showers and thunderstorms expected to continue on and off until the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 77 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows overnight around 59. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny with highs tomorrow near 82 degrees. In Lawrence right now, rain 67. Topeka, rain 66. Manhattan reporting drizzle, 65 degrees. Junction City drizzle and 65 as well. It's 9 minutes before 9.
Afternoon and all things considered, pro baseball players are having a bad year. On track to have the fewest hitters with a batting average of 300 or more in decades. Kansas City Royals outfielder Mike Yastrzemski was asked if hitters used to be better.
Obviously, I wasn't playing at that time, so I'm not gonna pass any judgments, but all I know is that it is very hard to get a hit in a major league game today.
Listen on All Things Considered. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Leila Fadel.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information available at prairiepaws.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. So glad you could join us for Morning Edition on this Thursday. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown is next. On KPR2, it's the BBC NewsHour. Showers and thunderstorms today, lasting until this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, high temperature near 77 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms again. Lows overnight around 59. Outlook for tomorrow, nice, partly to mostly sunny, high near 82. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high around 81. Sunday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high around 79. Right now in Lawrence, rain 68. Topeka, drizzle 67, Manhattan, drizzle and 66 degrees. It's a minute after 9.
Live from